With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. The state's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate fell 1/10 of a percentage point to 3.8% in February, compared to the national rate of 4.7%. The state saw an additional 3,000 payroll jobs last month, including 2,800 in the private sector. Labor Department statistics say just over 20,000 people in Montana's workforce of more than 500,000 were unemployed in February. The Montana House has endorsed a bill that would allow the State Board of Investments to loan Talon Energy $10 million a year to keep two units of the Colstrip power plant running for the next 5 years. The bill by House Speaker Austin Knutson passed a 65-34 initial vote today. It must pass a final vote before it goes to the Senate for consideration. Knutson says Talon is losing about $30 million a year on Colstrip because it can't pass on its costs to customers, as regulated utilities can. The two older units of the plant are scheduled to close by July 2022. A bill seeking to ban abortions after the 20th week of pregnancy has won endorsement from the Montana Senate. It is the second abortion bill making its way through the legislature and moved forward on a 33-17 vote, mostly along party lines. In sponsoring the bill, Republican Senator Keith Regier of Kalispell argued that fetuses beyond 20 weeks of development are capable of feeling pain. If approved, Montana would join more than a dozen states adopting laws protecting so-called pain-capable fetuses. But opponents called the ban a violation of a woman's right to an abortion. Hours before the Trump administration issued permits to resurrect the Keystone XL pipeline this morning, a group on the Fort Peck Reservation set out on a prayer walk to protest. Nikki Ouellette reports.
Marina Starr woke with the sun Friday morning near Big Muddy Creek on the eastern edge of the reservation.
It's a beautiful day out. Beautiful day for walking.
Starr is one of the organizers of the continuous 3-day prayer walk. She and more than a dozen other tribal members and veterans plan to traverse nearly 100 miles across the reservation, ending Sunday evening at Porcupine Creek on its western side. Starr says the prayer walk is to raise awareness about the potential dangers of the pipeline, which will carry crude oil from tar sands production sites in Canada to refineries on the Gulf Coast. Extracting tar sands oil emits 17% more greenhouse gases than standard crude oil extraction, and environmentalists worry a breach in the 36-inch pipeline could contaminate drinking water sources.
We want to protect our water treatment plant that we have in between Poplar and Wolf Point. Serves the entire Fort Peck Indian Reservation and off the reservation in northeast Montana.
The Water Board Commission of the Fort Peck Tribes and farmers near the Yellowstone River have also come out in opposition to the Keystone XL pipeline. Greg Gianforte, Republican candidate for Montana's U.S. House seat, calls Trump's green light a, quote, huge victory for Montana. The Montana Chamber of Commerce, Montana Petroleum Association, and 26 Montana legislators have also come out in support of the pipeline. In a statement provided to the media, Republican Senator Steve Daines says the pipeline will be a job creator and generate more than $80 million in Montana property taxes.
After way too many years of talk and delays, today is a long-awaited day for Montana's counties that badly need the tax revenue of this job-creating pipeline.
A spokesperson for the Montana Petroleum Association says the Keystone XL pipeline will create 1,500 temporary construction jobs in Montana and 15 permanent positions at a terminal in Baker. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Nate Hedgie. The major party candidates for Montana's seat in the U.S. House both say they oppose the Republican health care bill that House leaders pulled from consideration today before voting. Democrat Rob Quist called it, quote, dangerous and out of touch with working Montanans, and said he steadfastly opposes it, end quote. Republican Greg Gianforte says, quote, it's absolutely clear we need to repeal and replace Obamacare, but we can do better than the current bill that's on the table. Anything we do must bring down premiums for Montanans and protect access for our rural communities. The House has voted against removing Montana State Parks from the Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. Lawmakers voted 50-49 today against a measure that would have given the Parks Division its own executive director and control of its own budget by administratively attaching it to the State Department of Commerce. The sponsor for the bill, Republican Representative Carrie White of Bozeman, says Fish, Wildlife, and Parks has too many other priorities to give the Parks Division the focus it needs. Democratic Representative Virginia Court of Billings says the Montana State Parks and Recreation Board is only 2 years old, and FWP has a brand new director who says she will make parks a priority. Montana is facing a deadline at the end of this year to comply with a 2005 federal mandate called the Real ID Act, which requires states meet minimum security standards for identification cards to access federal facilities or get through airport security. Freddie Minadas reports.
Senate Bill 366 would make it so that Montanans have the option to get a state driver's license that complies with the standards. Democratic Senator Jill Cohenhauer is the sponsor of the bill.
The fact that Montana has not implemented now is going to start to affect actual citizens' ability to get on a plane and fly domestically.
Cohenhauer says the state's issue with Real ID is a worry that private information could get leaked to the federal government.
I think we've gotten to the point where let's get our questions answered about what does compliance really mean, and put this in place as an option for folks.
The Senate State Administration Committee will hear first testimony on the bill Monday.
Freddie Monadas is a reporter with the UM Legislative News Service. On Friday, the House Judiciary Committee heard a group of bills that would rework aspects of sexual assault law in Montana. Cole Grant reports.
Missoula County Prosecutor Jennifer Clark says the current laws are outdated.
One of the hardest things that we have to do as prosecutors is tell a victim, yes, you were raped, but legally, you were not.
Senate Bill 29, among other things, would redefine the term consent. It would mean a victim would no longer need to prove force in rape cases. Attorney General Tim Fox supports the bill.
It will be one of the most impactful improvements to addressing sexual assault in our state's history and will fundamentally change how we approach this issue.
The bill passed the Senate unanimously before moving to the House. There were no opponents at the hearing Friday. It's one of several bills modernizing state law on the issue.
Cole Grant is a reporter with the UM Legislative News Service, and I'm Nate Hedgie, Montana Public Radio.